could tell me he was in the canopy, but no more than that. And? I think there was a good chance he sought your services. Or could not avoid them, I thought. He would have had implants that needed removing, like Mr. Quiddenbach, the other gentleman I travelled with. Then I described Ryvich to her, aiming for the kind of vaguely correct level of recall which would imply friendship, rather than an assassin's physiometric target profile. It's very important that we get in contact, and so far I haven't succeeded.
What make you think I know this man?
I don't know. How much do you think it would take? Another 100? Would that jog your memory?
Dominica's memory, it not so fast this time of morning.
200, then. Now, is Mr. Ryvich springing to mind? I watched as a look of theatrical recollection appeared on her face. I had to hand it to her. She did it with style.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
If only she knew exactly how much.
Mr. Ryvich, his special case.
Of course he was. An aristocrat like Ryvich, even on Sky's Edge, would have had almost as much ironmongery floating around in his body as a Belle Epoque high roller, maybe more than some top-level demarchists. And, like Quiddenbach, he would not even have heard of the melding plague until he arrived around Yellowstone. No time either to seek out the few remaining orbital clinics capable of doing the extraction work. He would have been in a hurry to get down to the surface and lose himself in Chasm City. Dominica would have been his first and last chance at salvation. I know he was a special case, I said, and that's why I know you'd have a means to contact him.
Why I won't contact him?
I sighed, realizing that this was going to be hard work, or expensive, or both. Supposing you removed something from him, and he seemed healthy, and then a day later you discovered that there was something anomalous with the implant you'd removed, that perhaps it had plague traces. You'd be obliged to contact him then, wouldn't you? Her expression hadn't changed during all this, so I decided a little harmless flattery ought to be brought into play. It's what any self-respecting surgeon would do. I know not everyone around here would bother chasing up a client like that, but as you've just said, no one's better than Madame Dominica. She granted acknowledgement.
Client information confidential, Dominica added, but we both knew what that meant.
A few minutes later I was a few dozen notes lighter, but I also had an address in the canopy, something called Escher Heights. I had no idea how specific it was, whether it referred to a single apartment or a single building, or simply some predefined region of the tangle.
Now you close eyes, she said, pushing a blunt, thimbled fingertip against my forehead, and Domenico work her magic.
She administered a local anesthetic before getting to work. It didn't take her long, and I felt no real discomfort as she removed the Hunt implant. She might as well have been excising a cyst. I wondered why Waverley had not thought to include an anti-tamper system in the implant, but perhaps that had been considered just a tiny bit too unsporting. In any case, insofar as I understood things, based on what I had gleaned from Waverley and Zebra, in the normal rules of play the implant's telemetry was not meant to be accessed by the people actually doing the hunting. They were allowed to chase the prey using whatever forensic techniques they liked, but homing in on a buried neural transmitter was just too easy. The implant was purely for spectators, and for the people like Waverley who monitored the progress of the game. Idly, as my mind free associated on Dominica's couch, I thought of the refinements I might have introduced if it had been up to me. For a start, I would have made the implant very much harder to remove, putting in the deep neural connections that